KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, featuring stories of people of the valley, produced by media communications and journalism students at Fresno State, 90.7 KFSR.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Fresno State Focus Radio Edition. I'm Sebastian Gonzalez.
And I'm Christina Ledesma. Today on Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, we look at the final days of the semester for seniors, transfer students, and people getting ready for finals.
And I'm Mark Anthony Lopez. We'll also hear from students about what they do for entertainment, whether it's a trip to Disneyland or playing classic video games.
It's that time of the semester when students prepare to take finals. For seniors, it's a different feeling this time around. I talk with a few seniors about what it's like to be taking finals for the final time. Fresno State students are preparing for finals, and for seniors, they are also preparing for graduation. With commencement ceremonies set to start May 20th, many seniors are feeling anxious because before they can celebrate, they have finals. We talked to a senior on how she is preparing for them.
Make sure that I get everything on a good schedule because I also work too, so just managing my time well. I'm trying to like cram everything in such a small amount of time to make sure that I get it all done, but I know I'm confident that I'll get it all done. I work really well under pressure.
Finals start May 16th through the 19th. We talked to a graduating senior who has some advice.
I think the most important thing is just stay focused, stay on top of your stuff, and get it done.
Finals is just the last hurdle these seniors have to go through before celebrating their accomplishment.
I'm very excited for the next step in my life. I'm excited.
This is the first year that Fresno State will have commencement ceremonies back at the Save Mart Center since the pandemic. If you still need a cap and gown, you can still purchase at the Kennel Bookstore until graduation. Congrats to the class of 2022.
What an exciting time, and good luck to everyone on their finals.
Not all Fresno State students start out as Bulldogs. Jeremiah Fortunato is a student of College of the Sequoias planning on transferring to Fresno State next year. Brendan Black has more.
One of the aspects of community college that differs from the four-year experience is the transfer process between the community college to a four-year like Fresno State. I'm Brennan Black, and I had the opportunity to interview Gemma Fortunato, a student of the College of the Sequoias, a community college in Tulare, California. We were able to discuss some of the joys and discomforts that she will be facing as she transfers over to Fresno State to study meat science and animal science. Gemma shares her main motivation for choosing Fresno State as her transfer location.
So Fresno State is a really special school to me. First of all, it's right in my hometown of Fresno, California, where I was born and raised. Also, both of my parents are alumni from Fresno State, and it's really special to be able to share a school with both of them.
She explains some of the aspects of transferring to Fresno State that she's most excited for.
Something I'm most excited for when it comes to transferring is really a deeper dive into the meat science aspect of my degree path. Here at College of the Sequoias, it's really a pretty basic animal science degree path so far. There's a couple of classes here and there that study meat science, but once I get to Fresno State, it's going to be a much deeper, more concentrated pathway on meat science, and I'm really excited to be able to focus on that.
Gemma also explains some of the challenges she will be facing as she transfers to Fresno State.
I think one of the biggest challenges I'm going to face is being on a campus that's so incredibly big. College of the Sequoias is a really small school. I don't think any of my classes have more than 30 kids in them, so transferring over to a larger campus with larger class sizes is probably going to be quite a bit of an adjustment for me.
It's interesting to think about how many people at Fresno State come from different backgrounds, and even different colleges.
As the end of the semester approaches, many students are looking forward to summer break or even graduation. But first, there are finals before the fun can start. Students may feel overwhelmed, tired, and stressed as they prepare for finals. Edith Gomez tells us what some students are doing for stress relief.
Going to the gym and lifting. Because I feel like that empowers me. So if I'm having a bad day, that's what I will usually do. Or I will also sometimes go on walks.
Esmeralda talks about relieving stress by getting her fitness on and being one with nature by taking walks. But for Sandra Furman, she enjoys the wildlife to relieve stress.
For self-care, I like to ride my motorbikes. I feel like when I'm on my motorbike, I get to just clear my head and just ride and know that I have no worries, which is very calming and relieving to me. I also like to go on hikes. My favorite hike so far has been Yosemite. So I like to do a lot of outdoor nature walks. So just being outdoors in nature has helped me really focus on self-care.
There's many ways to relieve stress other than going out to the gym or going on a hike. It can be easy as just meditating or having a self-care day. It's very important to remember that your mental health is important. And although we all want to pass our finals, we also need to keep in mind that it's okay to take a break. Edith Gomez, Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
During COVID, Disneyland closed its magical doors for 412 days. Since its reopening, Disneyland fans have returned with excitement. Viviana Hinojos talked with Alyssa Saldivar, a Disneyland fanatic, about her love and return to Disneyland.
Saldivar has been going to Disneyland since she was a child.
Driver's left hand right, and you may safely exit to the left hand side. Thank you and enjoy your day.
My first trip to Disneyland was when I was 4 months old, and my mom was barely 18 and I was 4 months old, so it was a big deal to her to take her baby to Disneyland.
Since then, Saldivar has been to Disneyland over 100 times. When the pandemic forced Disneyland to close its doors, Saldivar definitely missed the magic.
When COVID hit, I moved to Los Angeles, so I was a lot more closer to Disneyland. So with knowing that it was closed, that was a big thing that was very sad for me because I wanted to go so badly. But yeah, it was definitely a big like pause in my life to where I had to like stay strong in it.
Despite some differences in the Disneyland experience, enthusiasm remained high, and guests, like Saldivar, were thrilled to be back.
My first trip back was in June of 2021, and that was with my mom. We went on just us two, and luckily there was limited capacity at the time, so we got the advantage of being able to go on the rides easier. We went on all the rides, relaxed, and definitely since then, I got an annual pass again, so I've been going back ever since June of last year.
For Disneyland pass holders, it's not just an amusement park. It's a keepsake of childhood memories with loved ones and the chance to bring those memories back to life.
I've always, like I said, gone since I was 4 months old. So that time from me being 22, what brings me back is just knowing that my family has always gone with me and just knowing that like Disney is just such a place where you could dream, and a Disney is a place where you can go back to think about those memories when you go on a certain ride, go back to a certain food and think about, you know, you ate this with your grandma, your grandpa, your mom, your dad. And so I think it's just mainly the memories that bring me back.
The new Star Wars Galaxy's Edge land at Disneyland opened right before the pandemic shutdowns. Now, old fans and people who have never watched all of the Star Wars movies, like Sandoval, are experiencing it for the first time.
Recruits, thank you for joining the cause. A covert resistance team led by my friend Finn has infiltrated a First Order Star Destroyer.
Definitely really cool. I've seen a few of the Star Wars movies, but I haven't seen like all of them to where I know there's people who have seen them all from beginning to end. But for me, being a new person, the way the Imagineers like did it, for a person who doesn't really know about Star Wars, definitely I was like, whoa, this is cool, this is that. But definitely it's very, very cool.
Alexis Breen is another Disneyland fanatic who has been going to Disneyland since she was 4 years old. For her, going to Disneyland is a chance to unplug and let out her inner child.
When you go into Disneyland, it is so easy to just like forget about everything. Like when I go, you know, of course I'm posting a picture on social media, but really I'm not on my phone. Like I'm very present and in the moment, and it feels like a totally different reality from like everything that's actually going on in life. And some people may say it's childish, but I feel like it's so easy to like take a weight off and like just enjoy what's in front of you. So I think that's what keeps me going back, is like it is such a relaxing place for me because it's not actual reality. It's like a break from everything.
During the closure, Imagineers were able to upgrade some experiences in the park. Fans anxiously waited for doors to reopen, and absence made everyone's heart grow fonder. Disneyland has now completely reopened, and fans are back, making memories that will last a lifetime. Viviana Hinojos, Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
You know, Mark, I recently went to Disneyland, and my favorite thing was probably getting the beignets. What are you most excited about?
I'm excited, actually. I'm planning on a Disney trip later this year. I'm thinking around Halloween time with my girlfriend. It'll be my first time actually seeing Disneyland during Halloween time, so I'm very excited for that. But the most thing I'm probably really excited for is the Dole Whip ice cream. I absolutely love Dole Whip.
Oh my gosh, yes. That's a classic. The pineapple Dole Whip.
Oh yeah.
The best.
In a world filled with stress, it's always great to have something to fall back on. Isaiah Casares had the luxury to speak with a few people from the farmer's market to get their perspective on superheroes.
You really want to know who Superman is?
No matter the age, superheroes give us that perfect opportunity to escape the world's realities. People like Harry O'Colin love what DC has to offer.
Yeah, I like DC more because it's a little bit more of like a raw, you know. Marvel's more like a bubbly, I guess you could say, you know.
One of the most popular DC superheroes is Bruce Wayne, also known as Batman. Tiffany Pack shares what makes Batman so unique.
Because he's a vigilante. So he doesn't really have any superpowers. He's just a human or a man that's trying to make do what's right.
Justice.
And find justice.
However, not everyone is a huge DC fan. People like Shodani Valdovinos favor Marvel.
Yeah, I feel like DC is not like as good as like their acting isn't as great. Marvel is like on it. Like they have all the, it's just like, it's perfect.
Marvel has been extremely successful in the launch of the Marvel Cinematic Universe in 2008, starring Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Joanna De La Peña talks about what makes Iron Man so iconic.
Because he's really smart and he uses his intelligence in making all this text, you know, yeah. And his speech.
The release of a new superhero film can feel like a global event at times. Jenica Ortiz recalls her favorite release date of a superhero.
Actually, Black Panther I was super excited about and saw it on my 17th birthday. I was just so dead set on seeing it. So my parents took me to the Bay Area where I could see it in that 4D type theater.
Oh, nice.
So that was sick with the moving chairs and the air.
Superheroes promote well-intentioned messages about standing up for peers and protecting others, thus explaining why we love them so much. If you ever plan on being a superhero one day, just remember what Edna said from The Incredibles. No capes! Isaiah Casares, Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
Christina, do you have any favorite superheroes?
I would have to say Captain America, just because I really like the actor that played him.
You like Chris Evans?
Yeah, I think I have a crush on him.
You know who I have a crush on?
Who?
Spider-Man.
Of course.
Absolutely love Spider-Man. I was so happy watching No Way Home. I just, big Tom Holland fan. I think he's doing a great job. Plus, obviously, Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire coming back and reprising their roles as Spider-Man was absolutely great as well.
Tobey Maguire's the best.
Ooh, I have to disagree on that one.
Video games have been a huge part of my life, which is why I wanted to see what types of video games gamers like. Here's what I was able to find. Video games have continued to be popular throughout the years. Consoles like the Xbox and the PlayStation 5 have been taking over with next-gen controls and graphics. However, gamers still like to relive those classic video games. James Mora enjoys playing video games and reminisces on a few of his favorites.
My childhood memories is for older is playing with the Game Boy Advance or even back with the Game Boy Color was back when Pokemon, I think it was Pokemon Yellow version came out. I played that a lot when I was a little kid.
Some people like to stick with the classics and those only. Mario Garcia says he enjoys his old Nintendo games.
I still play the Metroid Prime series, or just any of the Metroid games in general. Both of the ones on the Game Boy, Fusion and Zero Mission. And then on the GameCube, Metroid Prime 1 and Metroid Prime 2 Echoes.
It's always nice reliving childhood favorites, but sometimes it's time to move on. Brandon Nadalko says next-gen video games have taken over.
I prefer next-gen games, mostly just because they're a lot more complex, the storytelling is just way better, and less repetitive. Yeah, new-gen games are just a lot more advanced, more complex, more interesting.
For some of us, gaming was part of our childhood and enjoy reliving it. Others enjoy living in the moment and like what is out right now. Regardless of what video games people enjoy, it definitely keeps gamers busy. The classic old-school video games can still be found today. As for next-gen games, they are succeeding on the Xbox, PlayStation 5, and even on the Nintendo Switch.
Music is an escape not only for the listeners, but for the musicians themselves. Graydon McHugh uses his music to break the mundane of everyday life. Fresno State-focused reporter Holden Wheeler has more.
Musicians can take years to hone their craft and excel with the instruments they play. McHugh is no exception.
I've been playing piano for 10 years. And been probably playing the bass guitar for around 4 now.
The way these instruments are learned, regardless of time, also varies.
I took formal lessons for piano for about 5 years. And then after that, I started just listening and using my ear to pick apart songs and stuff.
Having these skills allows McHugh to play covers of songs. Not only that, but also to create his own music.
I like taking what I've learned from playing other songs and learning other instruments and trying to come up with something original, but I'm always attempting to do it.
When making his own music, McHugh primarily uses GarageBand to store his files and mix his songs, trying to form an end product that he can be proud of and those who listen can enjoy.
Having something cohesive, something that you've put together, you can reflect back on it and listen to it and be proud of it and show it to other people and they think the same thing. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, I think you kind of just want to be validated. People will understand that you made something, and if they enjoy it, that's a really good feeling.
The final form of a song isn't the only thing that can lead to a happy feeling when dealing with music. There's a beauty in the struggle.
I can feel and see tangible results, whether I start, I have more stamina and I can get through much of the song without tiring out, or you get to the point where you don't have to think about playing and you can just kind of coast.
While this is a lot of work and more than most people wouldn't want to put it in, putting the headphones on and fiddling with an instrument acts as an escape.
Because I will put off more important things to go noodle on a piano or a bass, but when you are listening to music, everybody is doing the same action, or everybody's listening to music, but when I'm listening to music, I'm listening to what is being played on an instrument, or just the backing track, the instrumentals, because I, as somebody who plays instruments, I really like to hone in on those things.
Music is an escape for many, throughout the process of making the music to finally getting to listen to the final product. Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, Holden Wheeler.
Remember that therapy music can provide for you when listening to it. There's a good chance the musician felt that making it.
As everything starts to open up again, spring festivities are starting to return and bring communities back together. Mary Hernandez has more on some of the spring festivals happening around the valley.
After 2 years of lockdown and staying home, we finally see the return of the spring festivals. Communities are coming together to enjoy these festivities and have fun with their families. Some big festivals, like Fresno State's Vintage Days, returned, and the community was happy to be back.
I'm one of the event coordinators here, and it just brings me a lot of fulfillment and excitement to see people wanting to come back to participate in an activity that's been a tradition for such a long time.
Even some small towns like Riverdale had their spring festival finally come back after such a long time.
You know, I think we're all excited. I'm sure people are excited to see the festival again, kind of bring back that normalcy.
But of course, there are also some struggles that small towns have faced due to the shutdown.
I think the town is happy for it, but we need people in the community to step up, because the people running it, there's only 4 or 5 of us, and we're old. And if people don't come in and volunteer and learn to take over, it's going to quit.
There's still some excitement to be spread and much more to grow, as there is still weariness present due to the lockdown. But there is still hope for the growth of spring celebrations returning in the following months. Mary Hernandez, Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
So Christina, did you get to check out Vintage Days?
I actually didn't, which I'm really sad about, because I really wanted to get some kettle corn popcorn.
I love kettle corn popcorn. I'm a huge addict of popcorn, so you can't trust me around popcorn. I actually got to check it out. It's my first time seeing it since I moved out here. And it wasn't all that. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't all that. I think it's, for you, especially as a mother, I think it's perfect for, you know, bringing your kids around and stuff like that. They had some cool informational booths about some of the stuff that's around Fresno, which is cool.
I think it's mostly for the food.
I think that's what it is, too. But then again, I'm too broke to really spend money on some food like that. So that's one downside.
And that wraps up our final show of the semester. Fresno State Focus Radio Edition is produced by Professor Faith Sidlow for the Department of Media Communications and Journalism.
Our stories and interviews were produced and edited by Christina Ledesma, Brendan Black, Edith Gomez, Viviana Hinojos, Isaiah Cazares, Sebastian Gonzalez, Holden Wheeler, and Mary Hernandez.
Fresno State Focus Radio Edition is produced in collaboration with 90.7 KFSR. With Sebastian Gonzalez and Christina Ledesma, I'm Mark Anthony Lopez. Have a great morning, everyone.
FSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, Saturday mornings at 5. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.